having sex with your mother downstairs. Creepy Jake is back. And you get an Olivia, and you get an Olivia, and you get an Olivia. Everyone gets an Olivia except the police. Next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's Sunday night. It's It's the GH report, you guys. Your house will off the show on AfterBuzz TV, and I am James Lott Jr. That's who I am. And I'm back, bitches. I'm back. I missed you guys. And I'm here to talk about General Hospital, what happened this week. Yes, I am. And we'll have some little news at the end of the show, some little stuff.
About me?
Yeah, about you, Frank.
Oh, great.
Literally, it's Frank's last day. Just kidding.
Bye, everybody.
He's joining Ladine in Florida. No. But my two people next to me, a little shady Sunday, next to me, she's the only one on social media, Licorice Lion.
Hey guys, you can always find me at LACRETIALYON, since there is only one, but James already said that.
There's only one, people. I did look. I didn't see any other ones. And the guy sitting next to her. I mean, I joke, I kid, I almost say coddle. I don't coddle you.
I wish you would.
Yeah, he does. Alexis.
Always.
Alexis does.
Thank you, Alexis.
But he takes my spot when I'm not here, and I'm so proud of him, Frank Moran.
Hi, everybody. I'm missing being coddled.
If you'd like to coddle me, though. Okay?
All right. But if anybody else wants to coddle me, if Alexis can't do it, you can find me on social media at Happy Go Jackie.
And you can find me at James Lott Jr. That's all over the universe. I will show up at your house. I'm just kidding. And I want to say hi to everybody in the chat. Yes, Papa James is back. Papa Bear is back. I am here. I'll be here for another 3 or 4 or 5 weeks. In a row.
Wow.
I know, it's kind of crazy. I know.
That is just like what we can expect now. I'll be here for a little bit, guys, and then I'll be gone.
I keep coming in and leaving, so I'm like, I'm actually going to be here for a while, so we're going to settle in and have a good time. I love you guys. We love Frank. So they love Frank, of course.
No, it's not true.
Oh, someone said Link forever. Yeah. They go back to the past.
Dion's Corner says, Link sail off into the sunset. Perfect end game, but can we watch the spinoff?
That's
true, yes.
Yes.
And ladies and gentlemen, she's like a surrogate daughter to me. And she looks really pretty today. I wish you guys could see her. She looks really pretty today.
She does.
Alexis Torres.
Hello, everybody. It's so great to have the gang back together.
Over. Now, I want to ask you a question. Are you going to change your name?
I am. Actually, I've been getting this question a lot.
Because you have 10 last names, so I just want to know what you're going to do.
So my full name is, like, a lot of people were asking me. They're like, why is your name so long? I'm like, well, Alexis Raquel is my first full name. Mm-hmm. Yunin is my grandfather's last name, so it's my middle name. Mm-hmm. McLeod is my real father's last name. Mm-hmm. Torres is my stepdad's. And then my fiancé, soon-to-be husband, will be Plumley.
Yes.
So I can't be Alexis Raquel, Yunin, McLeod, Torres, Plumley.
That's very soapy of you. Very soapy
right?
of you.
I was thinking about it. I was like, can you imagine when I get mad at somebody? Like, but I think it's just going to be Alexis Raquel Yunin Plumley, period.
Oh, okay. No, yeah. Okay.
So
okay.
I think it's just too long, right?
It is too long. Yeah,
I can't do that. It's too many hyphens.
Too many hyphens. No more hyphens.
Just make up a new one. Just take out the first letter of each of the names.
The acronym.
Yes. That's it.
I don't even want to know what that acronym stands for.
I'm kind of scared, too.
Yeah, my brother wanted to name his kid with the middle name Ryle, R-Y-L, as in rules your life.
Oh,
rules
shut up.
Oh, my God. That's kind of cool, actually. Yeah. I like that.
Nice. I like that.
Well, good. Very good, you guys.
I'm just going to become Madonna. I'm just going to have just one name.
Just one Alexis. That's right. Alexis. I think that works for me.
Sweet.
Totally works for me.
Done.
And they're all saying hi to Alexis in the booth, of course. Okay, hey, so you guys, we're going to talk about what's happening. But first, of course, go to our Facebook page. You know, that 2,000 likes is just around the corner.
It is
around the corner. Let's prove Frank wrong. Let's get there. Go ahead and like the page. I think we're at 1475.
Yeah, guys, just create a bunch of fake accounts just so we can prove Frank wrong.
Exactly.
Like, that's what it's about now.
Exactly. Just going to prove Frank wrong.
Frank is going on there to check the number.
Yeah. We've got 1,470 likes. We're never going to make it.
But we're getting new likes every week, so it's kind of nice. They're trickling in. I did some promotion. We'll see what's happening. We'll do some more promotion.
That's exactly what you want, trickling.
Yes. They're like, we love Frank's idea with the Alexis's to the name. It's so funny. Hi, I missed you guys too. Thank you guys for saying that. Okay, so also use the hashtag ABTV GH reports and all stuff going on. So Frank, let's talk about the week that was in Port Charles. Where do you want to start?
We might as well start off with the big cliffhanger that was. There'd be a bomb in the GH elevator.
Yes.
And there's only two men that can stop it.
Yeah. And a dynamic duo.
Yes, Jason and
Curtis. How do you forget Curtis's name? Donald, in front of me.
Again, probably the best combination on the show.
Yes. You think?
I would agree. And I'm like, I'm sorry, Sam, but I'm shipping Curtis and Jason now because he's the real ride or die in this situation.
Yes, they're pairing those two together is really good. Okay, Jason fans, save your tweets or whatever, because I just don't care. You know, I don't care for the couple that much. But I've been giving them a chance to kind of, like, see what's going on. I see zero chemistry with them, too. But I like when Sam's other storylines and Jason's other storylines.
I would say that I think that them being together has not been great for their characters as of late. But seeing them apart, you know, in different stuff, like with Jason and Curtis, that is gold.
Completely. And I like that Curtis was like, we're going to work on this together. And he still had a sense of humor, and we're going to do this together. And I didn't mind. I loved before when Robin had to step off, and he had to stop. I love all that. And I like that. It's a classic, you know, soap kind of soapy thing. I didn't mind it.
And usually they wait, they kind of shied away. It used to be the cliche that, like, the timer would get all the way down to, like, one, and then the wire would be cut.
Yes.
But then they got away from this, like, that's too cliche. And they usually get it, like, you know, like, anywhere from, like, 7 to, like, 20 seconds left.
Yes.
This one, they went right to the wire, man. GH went back to the classic. Like, they just did. Going right down to the end.
Yeah, they did. I also do like when Sam went off on Franco about the bombs, Bob Lipman's past. I liked it.
Oh, man.
Sam
was so annoying outside that hospital. Afraid.
You're fine. So you guys are divided today. We're divided today. I love it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is honestly, Sam annoyed the hell out of me this week. And that was one of the many scenes. It's like, okay, Liz is in there too. Franco cares about her. And he's just like, hey, like, chill. Like, let's be calm. You got the baby. You know, he was actually doing the right thing. And she just goes off on him. I get that he did plant a bomb, but you're fine.
But I thought it, for me, it was a good use of history, even though it wasn't played by him.
Yeah.
Good use of history, and I thought she would kind of go off on him because she wants to run in there and do it herself. I mean, pass off her baby to Epiphany. I'll see you later, baby. Like, hello, I wouldn't do that with newborn. But, like, I was just kind of like, I actually didn't mind Sam this time on that one.
Because you, honestly, folks, you know that Sam could have not have saved the day. She would have tripped. She would have fallen somewhere.
That's true.
She would have gotten nowhere near
That's true.
Jason and Curtis to help. Only would have been a detriment in that situation.
Exactly. Right. That's why Curtis is his real ride or die, and I'm so glad that the fans are with me by
they
sharing
are.
Them.
They
Dion's
are.
Corner says he ships them more than any actual couple on the show.
Jurtis, they call him.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand what Sam was doing. Like, she's going to give away her newborn baby. The one
that
almost lost just to go back into the, like, come on.
That was a little weird. Yes. That part I'll agree with. They're agreeing with you guys. They don't like the Sam.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it. I thought to me it made sense that Sam would kind of go off and bring up the past.
To your kids, like, you know what, guys? You don't matter as much to me as Jason does.
Yeah. Well, you know, Sam is the best mother. Sorry. And you can save your things on that too. She's not the best mother. Sorry. I'll give Elizabeth credit. Elizabeth does talk about her kids a lot and is always kind of with her kids off and on. You know, we never see Aiden anymore, Cameron. But they're there somewhere. But she's there with Danny. Where's Danny?
And that's the thing, is that wasn't the case until Jason came back.
Exactly.
And that's the frustrating part, is Sam was a good mom, especially when she was with Patrick and Silas.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Jason is, like, she's too obsessed with him, just like Liz was. And it really makes you a bad person. Like, mm-hmm. Toph London says, yeah, Sam should have been more concerned about getting into the hospital than flipping out, you know.
But TR disagreed with me. Sam was annoying, but her point was justified. So I guess she agreed with both of us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you agree or whatever. And so I'm smashing you in. But I still love Jason. No, you guys can love them. I don't mind them together. I just like them when they do other stuff.
Hmm.
To me, it makes it more exciting. It actually brings out the best. When Sam is with Alexis and that kind of stuff, it brings out the best in her. And when Jason's with Curtis and other people, it brings out the best in him.
I would rather, because I have no idea what's going to happen for them next after all this. And let's not see any J-Sam-centric stories. Let's just split them off and do their own things with other people. Like, I do not just need to see them again. I did get a tweet about saying, hey, you're going to like it because the J-Sam theme starts playing. And like,
your song is Frank's song.
It's garbage.
They say Jason ruins women. That's a LOL.
He does. That's why maybe he should try men.
Curtis. There you go. Yeah, so they saved the day, and basically everybody's fine, and you know, and fine. Curtis was trying to help homegirl, our girl Vanessa, who was on weeks ago.
Did you feel like there was just a lack of like real feeling, like of urgency with Jordan and Dante when they're hanging down a few, I don't know how many floors down, but they're just like talking casually to Elizabeth? Oh well, you know, Jason took the elevator all the way to the top. I guess we should tell you because you know. He's Jake's dad.
Right, it was kind of weird. It was like the pacing of that was a little weird, yes.
It's like there's an active bomb on the roof.
I know. But I didn't mind the bomb thing. I thought that was classic soap stuff to have something like that go on. So I thought it was not bad.
Yeah, to me, for that to sort of be the some what seemed like the conclusion for Olivia's plan. That was interesting. Yeah. And I like that they used Robin and then had Jason take her place.
Yes, I did too.
That stuff was really good.
Yes, and it was you say history, of course. Yeah. They said your past will come back to haunt you. That made sense.
Yeah.
And Robin's pregnant. So which in real life she's pregnant in real life. Kimberly McCullough.
Now, were you guys we're talking about the mastermind behind the bomb.
Yes.
Behind a lot of the stuff that's been happening here at GH. Good old Olivia Jerome.
Yes.
Were you happy with the way that this storyline wraps with Olivia? The way that she's caught and brought to justice.
And you guys are going, we may disagree on this. I actually, as a historian person, I like that it all took place in front of Morgan's grave. And therefore, Georgie's too, because she was across the way. I know they're so close together. Yeah. When Felicia came, I was like, oh, it's Felicia. I always think of you like when Felicia pops in, just because she's talked for a few minutes. And she looked beautiful, of course, Christina Wagner. And I'm like, Georgie's just right there. I didn't know they buried them so close. But no, I mean, I chuckled. I thought it was kind of funny that this was all going down very soapy in front of Morgan's thing. I'm sorry, I like Carly. I like the Carly Olivia showdown. I thought now Carly kind of gets it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what's her name? Laura Wright just deserves, she just consecutive Emmys for like last year, this year. I think she's killing it. I loved it.
Yeah, I will say, Laura Wright's performance in these scenes was phenomenal. I really did like that Olivia and Carly had that confrontation. I didn't really like Olivia sniveling. That does somehow make her more of a redeemable character.
Was she playing that off? Was she trying to play it off? You think she was sniveling for real?
I think she was sniveling for real, because I think she really did feel bad about what happened to Morgan, because that was not her intention.
Okay.
So I think that was some of it, but it sort of took away her big badness.
Okay.
But at the same time, you're like, well, this sort of opens the door for her to come back, because there was this remorse. So some of that I really liked, and I liked Carly relating to Sonny, but at the same time, it's just like, so this means y'all are just going to get back together and it's all okay. You're both just going to be okay with murdering people.
Yeah.
That's the conclusion that I feel is going to come out of it that's going to ruin it.
The whole Julian thing, like, he was, like, treated like such a chump throughout this whole storyline. Yeah. To even at the end, just kind of like the way that he, even the whole staging and execution of him getting like shot and falling off the bridge, like that was so weirdly shot and edited. I was like, what happened? He's off the bridge. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. All right. Then Alexis, to Olivia feeling so, when she's talking to Rudge, like, oh, you know, well, let me pull up. Oh, we're in the middle of nowhere. She's never going to be able to find her way to anything.
Yeah.
Cut to her running right into the police station. Like, nope, she got there just fine. To the awkward moment where, I mean, I guess they had to say it in case you just watched that one episode. But the awkward line that Laura Wright had to deliver where she's at Morgan's grave, it was Olivia Jerome, and I know what she looks like because I was shown a picture.
I'm
like, that was so clunky of a line. I'm like, oh boy. Okay, you didn't need to say that. It was just so weird. I don't know. I mean, I don't say it was a bad ending, but I don't know if this is actually the ending that.
Oh, it's the ending.
But like, at least for her being like caught and finally put in jail.
I liked it. No, I thought it was because all the English things she does. No, because this time Sonny was like, don't do it because, you know, you'll go to jail and all this stuff. And Carly was like, no, I know what it feels like, kind of, where you lose control. She lost her son. I mean, I can only imagine losing a child. I can only imagine what that must be like. And Laura's been playing it so good this whole time period. Now she's face to face with the chick who did it. I was like, I totally was like, I mean, she shot her. I mean, it was like when they were fighting for the gun. I mean, I totally, I was all for Carly. I'm sorry, I love the scene. I thought it was very soap opera and I loved it.
Yeah, I like those scenes, and I did like the scenes with Julianne and Alexis and that sort of ending as well, because to me, it's sort of, at least, and then the letter later explains a lot of Julian's, as bad as it is, I'm just like, he's hot, I'm willing to forgive. I'll just say it. Just like Alexis.
They agree about the line, Frank. You guys know how if you've forgotten, I'll remind you. I think Alexis is dead, that's just me. But I know the soaps, and again, here's James's rant number 565. Mm-hmm. I feel like, this is when Michelle Stafford was on, we talked about this, I feel like I'm being manipulated. Like, they're really trying so hard to make me say, okay, he's being redeemed. So now you want to root for them. So we're going to make Alexis have this weird conversation with Sam later in the day about her father. And that's your father. What are you, oh, I'm sorry. I said, oh, my God. I don't know what I'm thinking. I'm just crazy. I mean, again, she's acting really well. She's doing great. I mean, Leslie Grahm's doing a great job and all that. But I'm like, you're trying to line it all up for us. You have Alexis and the other Olivia talking. There's Olivia's everywhere talking. And it's like, you're trying to make me go this direction to make me say, yes, Alexis is back on. Like, they're really, I get the writer's points. They're lining it all up. They're trying, like you said, they're lining it up to, he can't be redeemed. I guess in their eyes, they can't redeem him. But I just completely, it just bugs the shit out of me. I'm going to say it. Yeah. The shit out of me.
But because it's like they did it both ways. They pushed this character deliberately to this point to make you hate him.
Right.
And then they want to say, you know what, we're going to dial it back and we're going to make you love him again.
Right.
Well, and I feel that that's what they've done with most of the characters. And I think that's the thing, is I don't feel like Julian is any more special than anybody else, like Valentine, for example.
Yeah.
They tend to bring characters on, or his, it was sort of in the middle, and it's like, were they trying to get rid of him? What direction were they planning?
Right.
And it was almost like, okay, but now where do we go from here? Because he's staying. And it's just frustrating because it was, what was the point of that, to rewrite all this? But at least I'm like, okay, well, Julian really wasn't the bad mobster.
No,
they really forced a lot of this. And so this is sort of them getting back to where he was. This isn't redeeming someone who was just completely evil.
Right.
And I think that's why it's a little bit more palatable, okay. Into because he's Canadian. I mean,
I don't know. Canadian. They are nice in Canada.
For as much as he says, well, as he writes in that letter, is that Olivia wanted me to kill somebody that meant a lot to me. So that meant Alexis, clearly. But, you know, still, he put a knife to her throat.
Exactly.
Even though he said he had all these other plans that he was going to do, he still went, he did all those actions. He didn't need to. If he had these other plans set up.
Yeah, there are folks out here to say, this redeem him. This redeem him. Yep. I mean, but the problem is, I mean, like, he's a great actor. I wanted him to stay on the show. The casting, of course, is always impeccable. They do great casting. Same with James Patrick Stewart as Valentine. Great casting, but why, when the writers decide to get them, say take him to the edge and have him do something that you're like, what? And not everybody is Lucas Lorenzo Spencer, I'm sorry. That was 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Everybody, you can't just keep doing that over and over. I mean, that was something, and even fans still had a problem with that too, with him raping Laura. So I'm just saying, it's just, you can't do it every single character. It's like, you don't have to go that far. So, yes, Louisa?
Yeah, I mean, in the chat, there's a lot of people. I mean, there are, you know, Toff London says, I feel like they were going to kill off Julian or make him a villain, and then the fans backlash, so they had to scramble. And I feel that's a lot of it, too, is were there contract negotiations? What was happening? But this is not the first time they've done this to a character, and it takes so long. To me, Paul could have been redeemed. You know, Franco, and that's what brought up again, TR says, because if Julian can get forgiven, then Franco can be as well.
That's true.
And that, to me, is just, as long as they write the character as always feeling guilty, like Franco has, and that to me is what's redeemed him, and I feel that Julian, at least as written in the last few months, has felt so horribly guilty about this, which is more than a lot of these other characters can say that are touted as heroes, like Carly and Sonny. They've done pretty awful stuff themselves. Yeah. The biggest thing is, they don't feel bad.
Yeah.
Carly bringing up Nell and all that doesn't seem to think it was still that bad, that what she did to Tony and Bobby.
Right.
And that's the difference. It's like, look, these crimes may be horrible, but at least they have remorse.
Yeah.
And that's the thing with me, is like, look, anybody can be redeemed as long as they show some sort of conscience.
Now, what bugs me also, as part of the storyline, why didn't we have a Davis girl scene when the baby was born? They mentioned Aunt Molly and Aunt Christina. Why weren't there? Why was the scene with all four of them together? Mm-hmm. Bugged the crap out of me on that one, too. Should have had that. Now, what I did like as part of this was, I love when Scott saw Olivia for the first time in all those years.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And brought up, if you guys don't know the storyline, he was there when she got shot in the courtroom because he was a lawyer back then, of course. And so I kind of like that. And him and Ava, of course, because they're friends. Him and Ava. And he's seen with Maura West and Ken Trinor in. So.
One last thing about the Julian thing, though, too, is that I feel like maybe it would have been better to buy some of this, too, if the writers, and they continually don't do this, is to at least start seeding it more in when the character starts getting pushed to really extremes of bad. If you knew that Julian was doing this because it wasn't like he was being forced to do this, at least, even if the characters didn't know, at least the audience could like rationalize, all right, we could do this, so that when you try to redeem him, it's like, all right, we feel like, because we know what he was going through. To push him all the way, make you hate him, and then try to dial it back, I think the writer's got to be a little bit better about, you know, at least seeding it to the audience about what's going on.
Yeah, and that's the same thing they did with Paul Hornsby. And it's just, at least we don't have Paul on canvas. They didn't really try to redeem him again. But at the same time, it's just like, why is that the writing style? To not show us these things so that we have a choice to either like him or not. And though, I will say, Alexis's reaction to Julian's death makes total sense. Yeah. Olivia, too. Sam's, though, is just like, I don't care if you hate your dad. Right. I mean, or whatever relationship you have, because I have this same sort of thing I can relate to. And it's just like, you do not talk like she did to your mother, who is obviously having confused feelings. That's why I was like, Sam was a piece of crap this week. I mean, I'm sorry. Well, you can have those feelings, but when she's upset because he's dead, shut your mouth. It is like, what is wrong with you? Did not even consider your mother's feelings at this. Like, again, yes, he did those things, but she just told you he died.
Yes.
That's probably not the best time to bring it up.
But she did have that moment at the end where she looks at the book that Elizabeth got her, and she looked at the family tree, and she just kind of looked up for a second.
Yes.
So, yeah, that one moment of Sam not being a piece of crap.
So she's like, oh, should I think about my father now?
Well, I thought it was really interesting because Sam and Elizabeth have gone through a lot. Yeah. But all of Jason's women have gone through a lot together. It's kind of funny. They're all kind of frenemies at this point on some level, I guess. But all of them, Robin, Carly, Elizabeth, I mean, there's a whole bunch of them all running around. And they're all kind of like, it was like, oh, scared of, I was like, oh, that's kind of cute. And they are kind of friendly now at this point because of the kids. And I mean, I don't know, it's interesting.
What I want to see is, I feel like they're going to do the same thing they did with Ava when she was up in New York and she was sick. That they kind of left her off the show for a while, and then they brought her back in. Yeah. So I feel like they'll do the same thing with Julian, kind of keep him off campus.
They might for a little bit, yeah, right? I think so.
But I would love for it if he came back in and it's his twin brother. It's like, oh, it worked for Ava. Oh, it'll work for me.
That is hilarious. Oh, my God. That'd be so funny. But a heavy New York accent or whatever.
That's right.
Or have a Canadian accent.
Yes, Julian's French Canadian brother, and he just really talks like that.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Gilles. Like that. Yes, that'd be kind of funny.
Gilles.
So. Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Two other people that are caught, of course, locked up there in the hospital was Hayden and Finn.
Yes.
Man, this addiction storyline cannot.
Okay, now, first of all, my other rant number two, and even Franco said it. When Hayden ran up and hugged Elizabeth, everybody goes, that's weird. I'm thinking something like, that is weird. Like, why are they hugging each other? Like, I mean, it was like, we never saw anything. I mean, it was weird.
Well, and that's the sad part is, when Liz actually came up and mentioned Lucky, and Hayden took her side and was listening, it's like, whoa, this could be redeeming this storyline.
Yes.
And then that was it.
Yeah,
that was I'm like, what the hell? That was actually good.
Yes. I know.
Yeah, it's, man.
I know. I
just, please, whatever, just... Give Michael Easton a vacation.
Yeah. No.
Let him be in his character be in rehab.
Mm-hmm.
Come back, be clean and sober, and let's just move on to the next stage of.
Where's my Roxy?
Yeah.
You take care of Roxy.
Yeah. It's just I'm actually done. Anytime I see Finn say, I need to do this alone. Like, shut up with your doing this stuff alone.
Yes.
I am so tired of that because that has got us zero in these stories. That bugs me. Stop saying I'm going to do it alone. Oh, I need to do this by myself. Like, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it.
Yeah, I have nothing to say about the storyline, so.
Yeah.
No. I mean, literally, I have nothing to say about it. I'm like, it was whatever, and he went through, now he's going to go off, and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, yes. Please just go away.
Yeah,
next. Another fender of Hayden and Finn, so Tracy Quartermain.
Yes. Well, folks. We all know what's happening. Yeah. You guys announced it last week, I think, on the show, did you?
Yeah.
Jane Elliott's leaving the show. So, and she's retiring. I'm seriously, like, sad. Like, I'm completely, I want her on the show. I'm trying to get her on the show, maybe get her on here. I'm so sad that she's leaving. Completely.
Yeah, me too. And I did love her scenes this week.
Yes.
And they were with people that she should be having scenes with, like Monica and stuff like that.
Yes.
But it was just like... Why?
But her and Finn, they have great scenes. They're good together, too. When they're together, her and Hayden are good together. I'm like...
Yeah, that... She sort of... They've sort of become part of that family now, and I like it. Because it's like, oh, they're not actually Quartermains, but at least they have these scenes with Tracy.
Right.
Without her, they're not part of the family.
No, when she says, I want to have another grandchild.
Mm.
I was like, oh. It's like, I mean, it's like, I just, I'm so... So now we're going to be watching her basically getting ready. The letter from Lord Ashton. I'm like...
You know where that's leading towards something.
I know, it's leading towards something. So I'm just like, and seeing her with Dylan really quick, her with Monica, you said all this thing, everybody she should be with. Because now watching her scenes, knowing that she's leaving, just makes me sad.
I can, as we've talked about before, I can only hope that she gets a storyline worthy of her departure.
Yes.
I honestly hope this is, you know, prediction, whatever, just fantasy, is I want her to go find Luke. And that because I actually really loved them together.
I did too.
Yeah,
I did
so too. So that would be a good, if we're not going to have Tracy, make her go find Luke.
I will say, Jared Hoffman did a great job of getting us over Luke and Laura. I thought that would never happen, and they really did. The pairing now with Kevin and Laura is really good, but with Jane Elliott, with her and Anthony Geary had great chemistry. They were so unusually good together, and two powerhouses, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't always mean it works. But for them, it worked.
And not a couple that you would think about, just from the get. If somebody told you, like, oh, yeah, Tracy Quartermain and Luke Spencer, yeah, they're going to get together. Like, what?
Right.
But, man, they did so great.
It worked.
Because they were almost on opposite ends of the spectrum up until the early 2000s. I mean, because both of those characters had been around since the 80s. And to pair them together, sort of like how Kevin and Laura had.
Totally.
You're like, well, that works.
That works. Mm-hmm. So I never put them together. Yeah. They're like, okay, that works. Yeah. I mean, that kind of works. Tracy went to the grandchild as Killian going upstairs.
I loved how creepy that was, but also creepy. Funny.
It was hilarious. Yeah. It was hilarious. I thought, that's super creepy. But I love what Monica said. We were like, she says, I wrote the line down somewhere. She was like, we weren't as careful back in the day, or we were worse back in the day. It was like so funny that Monica was, because Monica, if you watch the show, there was a lot of things that happened in that Quartermain house.
Yeah, but still, just knowing that, like, hey, we're going to go upstairs and we're going to get it on. So,
that's hilarious. Yeah. It was creepy. But it played the creepy too. It was creepy and hilarious at the same time. Just loved him.
And very Quartermain, because, I mean, Ned slept with Monica. Yes. I mean, they're a pretty weird family.
Yes, they are. So it's like, to me, it was creepy. I think it was supposed to be creepy and funny. And just to show us again, it was really showcasing Tracy and Monica again, having those like almost sisterly scenes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Almost, they've both been around for a long time. Monica now will continue being the longest running cast member on General Hospital. I mean, just be crazy.
Mm-hmm. But it's like, when she did mention that she's in a relationship, I said, what happened to Black Judge?
Yeah! Okay, hold on, me too. I was wondering to Black Judge. I was like, thinking, okay, she dumped the black man? Like, what's going on? I was thinking the exact same thing. I'm like, where'd black man go? Who's she seeing now?
Mm-hmm. Who knows? Maybe she's up with Dr. Maddox, or
that'd be hilarious.
That would be funny.
You find out the secret romance. You find who. That would be great. Actually, I would love that. Tough Leonard wants Tracy and Lord Larry to run off together.
No.
Larry was a poor man's Luke. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's why he says recast. Because no, you can't. Yeah. I'm sorry, you can't recast Jane Elliott's character as Tracy Quartermain. You just can't.
Yeah, just like Luke and Laura. Yeah. Nope.
It's weird how that is. Sometimes you can recast and it works, and sometimes they try recasting Miss Ellie on Dallas and with Donna Reed, it didn't work, and they brought back Barbara Gilmore. I mean, just some characters are just they're the character.
Yeah. And it's like, I mean, I could see why they're doing this. Maybe with Larry Ashmore, it's like, you can get that actor. And you're not going to get Tony Geary to come back in and do it, like any kind of finale for that. So, but I don't want that to be the end game. I just want him to be just some kind of thing that she has to foil and then go off and try to find Luke. I'd rather just have her going off in the promise that she's going to find Luke rather than I don't need to see the two of them to get together.
But I agree with
not that. Let this only be the beginning of her story, and I don't want this to be the end game that she's going to be with Larry Ashmore forever. Ugh, that's a terrible send-off to a character like this.
I know. We'll see what's going to happen on that one, I guess.
I know. Yeah. I would love to think that they do it right, but, I mean, Luke's departure wasn't that fantastic.
Okay, here's my thing with Luke's departure. I know it's polarizing. People have totally different sides. I liked the delving back into the past. I thought Laura Wright playing his mother, all that was great. The kid who played Luke, it was all good. But you're right, the actual end was kind of like, I guess it was kind of
lackluster. Just stood in a fog machine.
Yes, and just went away.
Yeah, basically passing the torch of patriarchy to Sonny, and it's just like...
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It was gross. That part. Like, all the other scenes leading up to that were perfect.
Yeah.
Great endings. And just for that to be the last one was like, seriously?
Yes.
Do you hate us?
They do.
To be honest, I have been a big fan of Dylan and Kiki.
We love that.
And it's like, we're never going to see a dull scene between them. Yeah, we saw a dull scene. What a snooze this was.
I didn't mind this one so much. I didn't mind.
This was like, why did the scene exist other than just having them start making out?
We need young love.
I'm fine with the young love, but so much of it was like, I'm sorry, I've been binging on Gilmore Girls. And then we had to have like info dumps from Kiki to tell Dylan, like stuff we've already been watching. Like, I don't want to watch a scene of her explaining things to Dylan. That's dull.
Yeah, to me, it was a very awkward written scene of them trying to be relevant, but at the same time, just really seeming lame. Because it's like, okay, I get most people know that there was a Gilmore Girls revival. You don't have to tell everyone. And two, if it makes sense, I don't mind throwing those things. Like Olivia and Ned in the Marvel movies. That makes sense, as cheesy as it is. But this just seemed forced.
Why
and
was
I'm
it
like,
not...
why this couple? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why was it not like, at least, it should have been more current, like, oh, yeah. like Netflix, or I'm doing something yeah. for Iron Fist.
Yes,
something like that.
Stranger Things. Stranger yeah. Things.
I mean, Gilmore Girls, they came out like at the end of last year. Yeah, like, that is yeah. way too old for somebody yeah. to be like, oh, I'm getting binging now. Like, the tide's passed on this one already.
Fargo Season 2 dropped on Hulu. A little bit more topical.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Base Motel. Something. Yeah. Oh, yes.
I'm right. watching Legion. I'm watching something. Yeah. Yes.
And that was the thing, is it just seemed forced, because it's like, oh, we know Gilmore Girls, and it was just kind of a dumb scene, and like Dylan not knowing what was going on, it's like why, it would have been so much better to have Dylan run up to the hospital, oh my god, my mom's in there, like, than to have this stupid scene.
I didn't mind it. I have my little cheese with my dinner.
I love cheesy, that's why I love Dante, but I'm just like, damn, this was bad.
I would think about Dante too yeah. later when we get to him, but no, I didn't mind it. So, I mean, it's just a little exposition, it's fine. We saw them, at least it wasn't anything mob related. It wasn't anybody getting dead or killed. It wasn't for. I mean, they look. They're good together. They look good together. They're good, and they had love. They had love. They made love. So I was like, that's fine with me. Yeah, sure, why not? Little love in the afternoon worked for me.
Speaking of Dante, we do get a
afternoon delight.
That's right, afternoon delight. There's a song. Hey, afternoon delight. Yes.
We saw a little scene with him coming back and talk to Sonny, filling yes. him in on everything, and then Sonny was all like, you know, hey, you know. Soon she's gonna die, and nobody's ever gonna prove that it's me.
Yes,
I'm like, all right, thanks, Sonny.
Yeah,
great. That scene was so weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I love how he's like, he and Dante just have that relationship. But you know, I can't tell you anything because I do so many illegal things, and it's just like, ah, ha ha, no, Dad. Like,
well, I don't mind. I like when Dante's not with Lulu.
Yeah, Dante deserves so much better.
He's so much more interesting as a yeah. character.
I love Dante's relationship with Carly. I think that's really interesting because they're a little bit more honest with one another yes. and about Sonny's business, although I feel like Carly's revelation might change that. But,
well, funny because, like you said it, because Dante's a little older than the other kids. So he's not, Carly's not a mother figure at all to him.
No.
Well, all the others are kind of mother figures. True. So that's why their relationship was kind of complex. Also, she knew when he was Dominic Pirelli. And there's a whole history of that too.
Yeah, all that history. But.
But I also like when Dante, the way he was talking to Anna, before that, when she was like trying to get, I like that, when he's with somebody else, I like the beard. I'm all in. He just seems more interesting when he's with him and Olivia. When he went off on Olivia, I was like, ooh, that's why he said, he's like, y'all make sure I'm going to do everything by letter of the law, but I made a special place in hell for you when you get out. When you die, I just loved how he kind of told her off, but stayed Dante in his own way.
Yeah, that's what I liked, is Dante was himself, and he was harsh, but he kept in cool cop mode at the same time, and that was honestly one of my favorite Olivia confrontations, was Dante.
Yeah, he was good.
And that's the thing, and his scenes with Anna and how she's sort of his mentor, I really like that. Mm-hmm. It's just this whole Lulu custody crap that it's just like, he's sinking over there.
I agree with that, but I completely like when Dante's elsewhere doing stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, they can't stop a crying to save their lives, but I mean, I like him, you know, outwardly.
The pain of being a soap cup.
Yes, as Vanessa said when she was on, so they just never solve any crimes, but everybody else does it. And then, like, in this case, it was Sonny and Carter who found, got Olivia, so you know.
That's right.
It wasn't them.
Yeah, it made it seem so easy.
Yeah. Why are you cuffing me? I got shot. I was like, whatever, lady.
Ooh, Miss Yaki. I wouldn't mind Anna and Dante. Yeah, I have to say, Anna has a lot of chemistry with most of the younger men. I mean, Nathan, Dante, I mean, Griffin.
Oh, another Canadian. I say another Canadian. Mm-hmm. He was on Edgewood, which is a show back with Kristen Kruick, who was on Smallville later.
And he also appeared on Supernatural.
Yeah, he was on the team. No, I guess I can see them together, I guess. Yeah. I mean, she doesn't have a love interest. I mean, you know, I'm still thinking her and Andre, but I mean...
Yeah, I hope they go with her and Andre. Yeah. I don't want them to puss out there.
Well, I heard they're going to have some problems because he helped Lulu.
Oh.
So there'll be some little issue there somewhere, I heard this week.
Well, and that is the thing, though, is like, I guess we could go into that.
We go into the custody
round. Well, I guess one last thing is before, because there's a lot to talk about. But one last thing that does, not really related to that, was get to see a scene we haven't seen in a while, and that was Jason and Carly.
Yes. I don't mind them together. I mean, again, Jason was somebody else.
But do you like him better with Carly or him better with Sonny?
Carly. Yeah. Because to me, Carly and him make sense. To me, him and Sonny just seem awkward. And that's why I feel that they're doing this Curtis thing. And I hope they stick with that. Because, yeah, he and Sonny just don't seem to have a lot in common anymore.
I agree. Yeah. I think there's no chemistry between him and Sonny. I think the actors don't have any chemistry.
And I was talking about this last week, too. I feel like everybody's just hating on Sonny for this. And I feel like in Soap Time, but the only time that he really knew that Nell was bad news was when she planted the bra.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was maybe like a week or two before things came out.
Yeah, right.
But everybody's like, you knew that she was bad news and didn't. It's like, no, he didn't really know until the bra. That was two weeks ago.
Right.
So all these other months, he had no idea. I mean, he felt bad about sleeping with her, but she wasn't playing that. She wasn't trying to con him at that point.
Right.
So that everybody, like, you know, chewing out Sonny. For as much as Sonny may deserve many things, I felt like everybody reading the Riot Act on that was like, come on, guys, dial it back.
Yeah, I think so, too. Actually, we're all defending Sonny, you guys. How funny is that?
Yeah, even I would agree that that part wasn't on Sonny, and I pretty well would let them hang him on anything.
But I really, in the middle of that, and part of that, we get to mention so much in here, about Griffin and Elizabeth. Is there something going on there?
I don't like that they're kind of pushing that. And it's nothing against Liz. It's the fact that I actually really like her with Franco. Okay. And to me, the relationship with Franco is what saved this character, getting her away from Jason. And I don't really see the chemistry with Liz and Griffin. And as I've always said, I like Liz with bad boys.
Yes.
That, like, Franco, AJ, you know, the hot Australian doctor guy. That's way more interesting than her with, like, another good guy, except for, like, Lucky, but when she was the bad girl.
Yes,
when they've tried that, again, it didn't really work.
Right.
And that's the thing, is I feel that if her and Griffin get together, it's going to be so boring. We're going to see this downward spiral of Franco and Jake. I'm like, it's just not going to end well.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why test that when Griffin had chemistry with Maxie? He's got chemistry with Anna. I mean, try him out with some different people, because I think that that would be limiting for both of their characters.
Yeah, but I mean, I was trying to push them together, kind of without, because you checked out, you're sick, you're sneezing, or whatever. Like, is there something trying to go on there?
Well, they had the close-ups where they're a little too long looking at each other, kind of setting that up. Like, oh, do you guys see the sparks there?
Yes.
But I also feel like if they were to pursue that, we all know how it goes with Franco. He gets jealous, he gets, he starts doing things, and then it's like, we've already been down this road too many times with Franco when he's in that role, and it's like, I don't need to see Franco going down that. Let's please do not bring Franco down that road again. As much as I, you know, maybe I'm not really loving the, not that I hate the Liz and Franco thing, but it's not like, I mean, it's like, whatever. I'm not like, I'm not shipping them intensely, but I also don't want to see Franco, like, going down that road again.
Yeah, I'm not, and people know here, I'm not a big Frizz fan, sorry, I'm just not. But I don't know if how I feel about her and Griffin either. I don't know, I mean, I don't know how I feel about them.
Yeah, and most of the chat seems to agree they don't really see the chemistry, not sure what they're doing there. A lot of people don't like her with Franco, but at the same time, Toph London says that would be Becky's ticket to the back burner with Griffin, and that is part of it.
That's true. We want her front burner. We want her front burner.
Yeah.
I guess before we hop into the custody, speaking of children, though, we do have the Franco and Jake scenes.
Oh, I'm happy.
Yeah, I love those scenes. Honestly, this little kid is adorable, and I've seen him in a few other things.
See, I'm starting. You guys know how I feel about James Neighbor, who played.
He was cute.
He was creepy Jake to me, and I loved him. He was cute. This one, actually, is the first week I was like, okay, I'll get with Jake, because he's acting creepy again. He's acting creepy. So I kind of was like, okay, with the bowl haircuts, sure. I think it's good they're going back finally to find out he's not all well and done. They're going back to the storyline of him and Helena. I love it. I think it's such a great idea.
Yeah, it annoys me that they took this long to come back to that, but the way that they're doing it, that's why I'm like, we don't need Griffin and Liz drama. Like, we've got a good story here with Franco and Jake and learning this secret, but this has sort of been their problem, is throwing too many storylines at the same characters, and it's like, let's focus on this, because this is cool, and we've been wanting it to come up for a long time.
Yes. I'm happy with that. This week I was like, good. And the art therapy thing, when he walked back and forth, and then he sat down and started drawing the spot. I'm happy with it. So I have no complaints.
What do you think's behind the door?
I seriously have no idea. Because this is the cast line, so we don't even know what could have gone on. But here's my little slight prediction. I think somebody on the canvas already is going to be related to this story that we don't think.
All right. I mean, figure there's whatever it is he saw behind that door has got to be something that's going to matter now.
It's something. And I don't know who it is, but I have a feeling somebody who's already in the canvas and related to this story, it's going to be very surprising.
Yeah, and Dion's Corner brings up a good point that the wheel reading was a year ago as of last week. So it's literally taken them a year to get back to the story.
Wow, that's interesting.
And that is the thing, is like, I wonder how this ties into maybe Charlotte and some of those things. That's kind of what I want to see happen, is, you know, maybe she's not really loose after all, or something like that.
Oh. Or if she is, it's just Cas9 drama. I'm all for Cas9 drama, so I'm all about that. And I just think, I like this. I like where they're going with this. And I don't mind Franco helping. I think they have chemistry. I have no problem with Franco and Jake.
Well, and two, that's been set up for so long. Mm-hmm. And that's why I don't mind the Franco and Liz storyline, because it's been set up well, and we've gotten to know them before they even hit the sheets. They became friends, and it makes sense with Jake. And they've got a good story, so I don't see the point in messing that up.
Yeah, I agree.
I predict that character will be Nurse Amy, though. That's what I think.
Well, see, you know what's funny? I'm saying, I think somebody on the cameras will be surprised. I think it's going to be totally related to it. I think so.
Nurse Amy is another long-lost Cassadine.
Why not, right? And so is James Law Jr.
That's right. What?
I'm a long-lost Cassadine.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm part Greek-Russian or something.
All right, so we have been dancing around it here.
Dancing.
Please, somebody make a gif of that. Please.
Yes. Get ready.
The hot, super hot custody battle. Hillary B. Smith.
Love her.
Yes. I felt like, please, more? Because this was like, we get promos, excited to see her, and essentially we get like one day.
Heard a rumor.
Yeah.
You know the rumor. Mm-hmm. It might be a one last live reunion between two people on the canvas on GH. Coming up.
Her and Beau?
I'm thinking of, she played Alex Olenoff on there, and I heard Nora's gonna be helping her out, helping Olivia out, and they both were on Wives to Live Together, so it might be an interesting thing. I heard Nora's coming back here and there. She's not on contract, so I know that, so I think it's more of Nora Buchanan.
I would hope so, because this is just like this barely got me excited.
Yes.
Because like, this was hardly anything.
Yes.
It's like, that was it?
Yeah.
That's it. Okay, so I don't, we're really talking around this. This was one of the first custody cases I didn't give two shits about.
Yeah, I mean,
like, I didn't care. I was just like,
because we've already really seen it, and this is the point of, why do we need more scenes?
Right.
Lulu drives me bonkers in this. She is a nut job. Because
I'm dying.
I have cough drops. She did cough drops. I'm good. I got kind of stuff. She's just starting so much, she's dying.
I would say that's it.
Killing me.
It's killing her.
Lulu is insane, because there's so many, she like, leading all this, because how many times did she talk about the baby? Baby, 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 baby. Even before Charlotte was on the campus. Mm-hmm. Constantly talking about the baby. That's all she cared about. And now all of a sudden she finds out she has a baby, and so I can see why she snapped. And now all she wants is baby. And she is just a nut job right now. It's like, come on.
Lulu needs to go to Shady Brook. I mean, and that's the thing, is why is no one sitting here and saying, Lulu, you have a problem? Laura and Dante have tried a little bit, but they're like dancing around her with kid gloves now. It's like, I'm sorry, Lulu needs to have a chat with Kevin and maybe go stay at a mental institution for a little while.
I'm just like, hello, girl. You have another son. Where's Rocco? Mm-hmm. And why you? I mean, they mentioned him once on something, but like, she's not. I'm like, hello. Why don't we? Aren't we seeing scenes of her and Rocco talking a little bit, saying, "I love you so much. I wish you could see your sister. I want to have both my, like, make me care about it. I just don't. It's just weird. Usually, custody battles, I'm caring about a side or two. I just don't care.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is I honestly care about Nina's feelings more than anybody's, and at least like Charlotte's gonna be with her. And I thought, you know, Annie Goen brings up a good point. Is it wrong that I cheered when the judge awarded Valentin custody to Charlotte? I did, too.
I kind of did a little, too.
Sadly, he is at least thinking more about Charlotte than Lulu. And one thing is I like that Andre came in and that he was very professional and assessed the situation. And that's what I assumed. I was like, if it's not going to be Kevin, it's got to be Andre. And it made total sense, being that he is a forensic psychiatrist.
And I think it's interesting that, you know, Nina has some little remorse, kind of, because she.
Yes.
I was like, "Thank you, thanks for showing us that." Because she, of course, is always, her baby was taken away from her. She was in a coma. All this stuff was happening to her. She would, of course, kind of go, "Well, that talking with Laura does kind of hit home." And seeing losers go, "That's it. I just can't. That's it." I was like, "Okay, I like the little." She turned around, and looked, and said, "That's good. She did that. That's good. It shows a little something. So it means in the future, some conflict could happen, which is good soap." And Michelle Stavridge just can, she can read the phone book, and she's just great. So, I mean, like, I thought it was really good. I just think, Emmy Ryland, I agree with you, Alicia, She deserves better. Mm-hmm. I think she's a great actress. She's done great stuff on other shows, and I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah, it's really unfortunate that most of the material she's been given as Lulu is terrible. There have been bright spots, but it's just like, let's give her something better to do.
And where's her best friend, Maxie?
Yeah. And that's the thing is, I know that Kirsten Swarms took another leave of absence, yeah. But it's just like, I saw that
Molly Burnett.
She's blonde now.
Bring her in. Mm-hmm. I had to talk with somebody off camera the other day at a meeting the other day, and we were saying how and she was giving me some inside scoop, saying that people really liked Molly Burnett. And I said, we did too. We thought she came in and did a fine job. You know, her hair was the wrong color. But other than that, she did a great. She surprised. She was horrible on Days, but she was so good on this show. Like, oh my god. Bring her back in when Kirsten's off.
And I've been kind of wondering because she had a recent shoot with Brad where her hair was blonde. Yes, so maybe that is the case.
I know. So I mean, I say bring her in. It's, my Christmas. You can't leak. I don't think you can get this anywhere. This was a gift to us from ABC Daytime for a 1-year anniversary. They've been supportive to us, and I have some stuff I'll tell you later at the show. but it's so this is why I have a warrant for the show today. But I don't think you can buy it anywhere. I don't think you can. I think it's just something the prop they did inside. Yeah. But no, I really just was weird. I've watched soaps for 40 years, and like it's one of the first custody battles. I was like,
You know, and it was, for somebody that it's like I wasn't a huge fan of the way Valentine was brought on with the whole murder of Nicholas, or at least the supposed murder.
Yes, I feel like murder quote air quotes.
Yeah,
I mean more and more, I feel like they've definitely set it up. Like we've always talked about that Nicholas could come back, and they've worked together to stage this. So I feel like. Now that I think like that's what it's going to be, it's like, all right, I'll just kind of dial it back my kind of like dislike about how that was brought in. But, man, Lulu cannot just, he murdered my brother. Like, okay, we got it, Lulu. But you got to differentiate between like what you can prove, but then also that doesn't mean that he's a terrible father.
Right.
Both don't have to be, they can be exclusive.
And the sad thing is we've not shown Valentin to be a terrible father. We're shown that he is a good dad, and he even tried to be reasonable, and then she is the one who just won't let up. And Kelly from PEI says Lulu and Sam are leaving their other children in the cold. It's so true.
It's so true. I agree with that.
And TR says Lulu treats the girl like she's a damn toy. She is already... She has two already she can't afford anymore. Dante, get her.
Dante, get her. I know. It's a storyline that I just didn't care. I mean, the scenes were just like, Diane lost. Oh, well, I mean, it's like, she didn't even care either. She was like, oh, okay.
She was really.
She's like, sorry, girl, pat her on the back. Sorry, girl, but she wasn't even like.
When you think about what happened when Maxie lost custody, Diane was like very, very right there for her, supportive and feeling terrible about this. And you felt more for Maxie during
that. Yeah, I agree.
But
I totally agree.
I felt zero for Lulu.
Is that funny? It's so weird. They were all kind of in the people chat. We're all on the same page. Like, okay, writers, you see we're all on the same page. Maybe this will just, we got 6 months before another.
Yeah, I have yet to see a comment supporting Lulu.
Me either.
That's weird. And that's the sad thing is she should be the character you are. But yeah, as we say, even Diane's like, well, whatever.
And the way that Lulu is acting as the custody battle hearing is concluded and they walk out and Lulu's still went, what am I going to do? Like, you're going to have supervised visits with her. Mm-hmm. Every time I see my daughter, it's going to be in front of a stranger.
Michael B. laughs. He goes, you could be a murderer and a good parent. Yeah.
You can.
You can. Yeah. Yeah. Great parent and have crappy stuff go on. This is all Christmas subs, of course. I didn't forget. See, Lulu has every right to want to get the guy from her daughter, but I don't know if it's the way Abby plays it or the script.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know. The cast line, we get that part, the Spencer cast line thing, we get it. But for some reason, it's just not working. Like, we agree with the cast line. I think maybe because Nina's part of it, maybe. Maybe that's part of it for me, because she's part of it. We root for her.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is Nina has wanted a child, but she is not treating Charlotte like a toy like Lulu is. And I think that's the difference, is you have this woman who wanted to be a mother, and this fell in her lap, and she's doing the right thing. She even tries to be reasonable to Lulu in front of Charlotte.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is Lulu is just not being portrayed as the hero.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Well, and certainly, I think even just seeing Valentine's relationship with Charlotte, if Nina even wasn't around, I mean, I still think it'd be great. But having Nina be able to show other sides of Valentine too has helped, like, kind of soften people about that too.
Yes, but you said when you brought up Maxie, that was something that was so heartbreaking, and so like we were invested in it.
Yeah, because it was ruining a friendship too.
Yes,
that was the thing, is that was such a good custody battle. Mm-hmm. And too, as you know, it turns out the judge awarded Spinelli, who was the innocent party. Like, that was really interesting to see. Yes, this is just like. Oh, good. We're glad the bad guys win.
Yeah, and just Lulu just tearing into Andre. I'm like, dial it back, Lulu. What is this? He just came here to give a professional opinion.
Yeah, exactly. He's doing his job.
Right.
And that's the problem with Lulu, is she is just so singularly focused. And it is crazy.
She's being unspencer-like. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, and as much as I love Laura, and I'm always a fan of when we can get screen time, that moment after the custody battle, I just, can I have a moment, a word with you, Valentine? And like, that was it. Like, a lot can change in 6 months.
Yeah, that was a weird, anything. It was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, that's the end of the scene? I thought there was going to be a lot more right, conversation.
Me too. Everybody left the room and everything, and I also was like, oh, that's it. Okay. You could have said that in front of Charlotte and Nina. A lot could change in 6 months and like walk off. Like it was just supposed to know. Oh, no. That was it. It was just like.
Yeah. And the way Valentine's looking, it's like, oh, no. My world's ending. Like the worst that's going to happen is it's joint custody.
Right.
They're never going to take custody away from you entirely. So that's the worst. That's the worst thing that's going to happen, Valentine. There's no reason. I give those looks like, oh, no. What am I going to do now?
I know. I don't get it either. I don't get it.
But I honestly, I do not ever want to see a scene of them having a supervised visit. I didn't love it when it was with Sunny. I do not want to see it with Lulu.
They're really awkward, and it's like, okay, what's the point?
They're going to, I'm sure. At least have one or two.
I hope it's that same lady.
Bring her in.
Bring her in.
Yeah. Hey, actually, she's working. That's right.
Where she just sits in the corner. Yes, and like,
yes exactly. She's not getting a paycheck, so I don't care. That's right, girl. Get her back on there. We'll get her on the show. Have her talk about it. That's like behind the scenes always being the person who writes visit person. Yeah, so yeah, I think it's just really telling that nobody is on Lulu's side and she's the mother.
Oh, yeah. And I just like Dante, like what? Oh boy, Dante.
I'm actually surprised they haven't really delved into Lulu and Dante's relationship off, like, they haven't really them talk about it a lot or just like, how do you feel about it? I don't know.
Well, there's also one other scene too, and that's with Lulu, Laura, and Kevin.
Yes,
they're browbeating Kevin to like, you know, can you talk to the psychiatrist? Can you find out who it is and put in a good, could have put a bug in his ear about this? Like, dial it back, Lulu.
Yeah, and that was the thing is at least Laura, when Lulu left, was like, "I'm so sorry about that." You could tell that even Laura's like, "Can you? I know it's your job, but like, crazy." You know?
Some of us parents, we do that sometimes with our kids. Yes, we love them, but we're just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, somebody just, she does need to, I feel like she just needs to have a sit down with a professional for a while. Because, man, she is just so focused about just this thing. Ugh. Yes. So, this is probably my least favorite storyline in the show right now.
Oh, yeah. See, it's bad.
So, I actually want to open up the phone lines for a few phone calls.
Oh, so somebody, everybody can praise James for being back.
Yes, of course. But we want to hear from you, like what you think about this week, and if you agree with some of the things we said, or you have a whole different opinion. Yeah, if you have some J Sam stuff, go ahead and tell us. But it's 424-253-0749.
If anybody can just hum the theme of J Sam,
the J Sam. Yeah. Oh my God, just you can. For Frank. If you can for Frank, I'll give you a prize. I'll give you correctly hum the theme.
This is the only thing that annoys Frank more than Mr. Mixaspitalik.
I'd rather hang out with that dude anytime than listen to that theme song.
I don't even know what that is. It's like, what is that? I don't even know what that is.
If you watch Super, it's a DC Comics character.
Okay. Yes. Okay. It sounds painful. Oh, yes, we have somebody.
Yes, here we go.
I wonder if it'll be Kelly from PTI.
Yeah.
Hey, you're calling into the GH Report Live. Say your name and where you're from.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Jacob. How's everybody doing?
It's Jacob! Hi, Jacob.
I just wanted to say, with this whole bomb storyline, it's good, but we've seen this time and time again. It just gets really old. I wish they would kind of be like multi-layered stories like they used to do back in the day, where they used to have like conversations and stuff. The Bob stuff is really good. It's just, we see it every single time, so it's lost like some of its appeal. And the whole thing with Jason and Sam, I don't see the pairing of those two ever since Steve Burton left. I just can't get into it. I don't know why.
Yeah, Steve, right? Yeah, well, he is a free agent. I always keep thinking they should bring him back and have John and make him back to being Jake Doe again. They have two characters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I totally agree.
Yeah.
And one other quick thing. I was thinking about the scenes with Carly, and I keep wanting to call her Alex, but she's I'm like, well, that's right, but Julian Delorme's sister, those scenes are really, really, those scenes are really, really good, because I think Carly, Laura Wright, was doing an excellent job. She was just getting into her. I kind of wait, because I haven't seen Fridays yet, because I'm behind, but I kind of wish she just did see her. I'm glad they left it open for she could come back.
Yeah, that's episode one. They couldn't kill her because that's how it would come back. But Laura Wright, you're right. She's so good in these scenes with Carly.
And then like you were saying, the scenes with Tracy, she's doing a really good job. But it's making me sad every time I see the scenes because I'm like, they're paying. She has chemistry with everybody, and she's waiting. I understand she's retiring, but it kind of. It seems kind of, it's just sad. I don't know. I'm just like, oh, okay. It is what it is.
Just sad.
But I'll let somebody else call. But I think you did a great job last week. And James, I'm glad you're back.
That's very good. Thank you.
You guys are doing such a great job.
Thank you so much, Jake. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Oh, before we take the next call, one person, Cameron in the chat, said Val's my favorite person on the show right now. I was like, we saw Val, like, her police officer blues.
Yes.
Just standing by Jordan. That was
second.
It.
That's it. Next call. Next call.
You're calling into the GH port. Say your name and where you're from.
It's Kelly from PEI.
We thought so. We're waiting for you, Kelly.
A little slow on the draw this week, Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Pardon?
You're a little slow on the draw.
Usually you're first. Yeah.
I know. They beat me to it.
What do you got to say, girl? What's going on?
Welcome back.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah. Alexa's up in the booth. Is going to have as many last names as Curly or Eric King.
I know, right? Eric King had 10?
Had 10 mm-hmm. last names. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it. So what
Who
do you think?
Laughed about- at Dylan saying Dylan's loved in.
Love Den. I said earlier, the Love Den. I was like, oh, good night. Good night.
It was afternoon delight, actually.
Well, I guess, yeah, right. And we love some Robert Palmer Watkins. He's the bomb. So we love Haley Aaron. They're both great. So
love him with the shirt off.
Yes, we do love them. What other comments do you have for this week?
Where were the Davis girls when this new little baby was
exactly.
born? When Danny showed up, they were there. They couldn't wait to get into the hospital room.
Yes. Yes. Hello.
With balloons and flowers baskets and stuff.
I agree.
We saw the balloons afterwards.
But they talked about them. Like, we need to have a scene with them because the Davis girls are very important on the show. We love them.
Yeah, to me, that's the best relationship Sam has right now is with her sisters.
Yeah. I agree.
Not so much Christina. She was a little bit of a bitch last time.
Yeah, I would agree a little bit.
I think the last time she saw her. Yeah. I agree with you. I said it on the show. The Davis girls should have been there.
Yeah, they should have been. And Will DeBry is negotiating his contract. Last time I saw it on Twitter.
Okay. So he'll go away for a little while. He'll go for a little while.
Oh, Julian is not dead.
He's not dead.
Not as long as we remember him, right?
He's in our hearts.
He's off somewhere with Morgan. Yeah. What do you want to think that was staged?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We all have our predictions, don't we? That we think Morgan isn't really dead either. So, yes.
Well, they never stopped talking about him.
Yes.
And Julian's with Morgan.
Yeah. Oh, okay. How funny. Yeah. They'll be together. And he brings Morgan back to
they
town.
They staged that whole blow up thing, and Julian is with Morgan.
And maybe Dr. David Hayward is working on bringing them back to life, like he did all the other characters when all my children were sitting.
I love to have him back on. Holy crap.
I know.
Yes.
He was with Anna.
And he brought Stuart back. That's why I'm so happy about that.
Yes, he did. Oh, yeah. I love Dr. Hayward. There's another sexy one. Hello.
Yeah. I think he's leaving Days of Our Lives, I think.
He is, so.
Yes. Vincent Irizarry, I met him in person, and he is delicious. Delightful.
His cake was delicious.
His cake was delicious. He is very delightful. So, yes.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, that's it for me.
Thank you.
The whole week was good, except for a couple of minor things, but that's okay.
Yes, that's okay. We're fine. Next week should be better, hopefully.
But I was wondering if Sunday kind of tainted Lucretia's water there. She couldn't stop.
I know. I was poisoned by the Corinthos. See, he's got the Corinthos coffee shirt. And yes. Then, you know, it was actually James working as a secret agent.
I was. Okay, yeah. I pulled a flask out, and she was like, sure. So yeah. She asked me questions. See, a flask.
Yeah, you know me.
I know you. I was like, a flask. So it didn't bother. It's like, sure, pour it in there. Anyway, so thanks, Kelly, for calling.
Hey, James, are you masking your Sunny's enforcer?
I'm trying to find a way to get to Curtis.
Yeah, the position is open.
I'm just fine. Any way I can get in, near Jason, Curtis, get to Curtis, I'm all there.
Oh, by the way, thank you for cursing 3 or 4 times.
I know, I gotta say, this time I'd let it out this time. You say cheese and crackers, it was bigger than cheese and crackers.
Slightly more than cheese and crackers.
Yes, it was. Well, thanks for calling in. We're going to take one more phone call. But thanks for calling in, Kelly, okay? Take care.
Oh, and Frank, I'm still waiting for you to come to PEI to shovel snow. We're getting snow cracks tonight.
Yeah, I missed the flight. Mm-hmm. I'll try to rebook. Oh, boy, it's, you know, it's tough. Flights are full getting over the PEI.
I'll book it for you so you don't miss it.
Oh, all right. All right. I'm just going to sink behind this microphone.
Yeah, exactly. I love it.
You can't miss. You can't hide from me.
Oh,
that's
no.
Right.
Oh,
that's
no.
Right. She'll find you. Well, thank you.
Give the poor boy a hug. He didn't
want. Oh, there she goes. She did it.
Thank you, Lucretia.
I'm too far away.
Yeah, and junior hugs are better.
Yes. They're good.
All righty. Next call.
Okay. Next call. That's last call.
All right, last caller, you're calling into GH Report. Say your name and where you're from.
Hello, this is Mike from Hollywood.
Oh, hey, Mike from Hollywood. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So what's on your mind?
It's good to have the group all back together.
Yes, yes it is. We're reunited. It feels so good.
Okay, now I'm about to run through a few quick storylines.
Okay, do it.
This week.
Do it.
Sam is the worst mother in the history of Port Charles.
Well, we don't know about
that
part.
I've been watching your language.
Wait a minute. Yeah. We used to think Carly and Liz was bad mothers. Yeah. Never in the history has somebody gave birth and threw their baby away like an animal in the wild. Ape in the wild or something to go chase after Jason. That is lunacy.
She said, black lady, watch my baby. And then she went on and tried to get in there. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
But then, remember, she tried to give it to Alexis. Alexis had to drag her out of there.
Yeah.
What are you crazy.
Yeah, she was like, no, you can come out there. You can be with me. She's like, come now. That's right.
Sam is on the list of the worst mothers. And I mean, it won't be long before Ava reclaims her crown, but right now Sam is the worst.
I don't know. Ava was pretty good this week.
Yeah, when she was still lying about Morgan.
Oh, yeah.
At this point, does it really matter?
I mean,
they're going to keep bringing it up to us.
It doesn't matter to me. It's like, that's not what killed him, so why does it even matter?
To me, I mean, it was bad that she did it, but it doesn't matter to me, but they're going to keep showing it to us over and over.
Just because they're like, oh, Ava's being a good person here, but we got to remember this, guys.
Yes.
At least it means more scenes with Lynn here.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's always good.
And
yeah.
Scotty.
And Scotty. Ken Schreiner. Love it.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm sad that Tracy is gone. It's kind of like when Susan Flannery left Bold and the Beautiful. It's like one of the big players that you actually care about.
Yes, I agree with that. And this week, you know, it's the 30th anniversary of Bold and the Beautiful. And at the end of every episode, they were showing a scene from every season of the show, the flashbacks. And there was one where Stephanie died. And Brooke's arms.
You know they got that flashback idea from you.
Yes, you know I show my clips all the time. That's why I show me and my clips, my other show, they show clips all the time. They did get
it
from
me. You never play the one clip that I love to see.
Oh, okay. Well, are you going to watch my show later tonight? Are you going to watch that one?
Oh, yes, I'm going to watch it.
You're going to watch I have
clip
two
where
really good clips.
It's the boardroom clip.
Oh,
where
that one too.
Brooke finally slapped Stephanie.
Yeah, there's that one too, yes. We're getting there. I got stuff going on. You're gonna see tonight.
Okay, but back to GH.
Yes.
Back to GH.
Yes.
You know what? I'm like you, Jason. I used to love James Nyber, and I finally have warmed up to the new Jake.
Yeah, I'm this week he warmed me over this week because he's creepy, so it worked for me.
Because he's creepy.
Yeah,
he's
playing his storyline really well. Mm-hmm. And what is this curse that they put on Sam?
Well, remember Helena put it on to the family. Said, she said, those who begat you and you those you begat. I love that speech. And she's like, that's what y'all going to get it.
Yeah, Helena was amazing.
She just gave birth to a baby. Villain. She gave birth to a baby, so that's who she begat. We don't know what the curse is. No one will ever be happy. That was a curse.
The only loser so far is the viewers in the storyline.
But you know, Frank didn't like this storyline, but I really liked the Tanya Walker storyline.
Oh, yeah. I did too. I liked it. I like it. I can go crazy.
Yeah,
I love
Frank
crazy.
Was last week when you guys weren't there. Frank was kind of crazy.
When don't I, though?
Yeah. He's all telling me business.
Frank you two everything. Remembers everything, Frank.
Damn. I love it. I
stand behind my rants.
That's right. You stand behind your rants.
I love how campy it is because she is so overacted.
Oh, totally. Chewing the scenery. Chewing it.
I love how campy it is. She took a note from Carlos of how to act when a gun is pulled on you.
That's right.
I hate that.
That's right. That's right.
In fear.
That's right. That's a good throwback there, Mike. That was good because Frank hated that too. And he was like, don't kill me, don't kill me. At the church or whatever. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Jeez. I totally forgot about that.
Oh, okay. Oh, but what I really called in for, I am the one lone person that supports Lulu.
Wow. Tell me why. Why? Yeah.
So out of 4 million viewers,
you're the only one. That's
4
like
million
my name.
Viewers
you're the only
and
one.
Alexis Torres, you're the only one who likes Lulu.
Huh.
Tell us.
I am a big fan of SVU. I don't know if you guys watch that.
Yeah, no,
I love SVU.
Me too. No, me too.
What happens to Lulu is basically rape. That's what they would classify it on SVU.
Yeah.
So on paper, you should root for Lulu, which is where I'm still going to it. In the law, I would root for Lulu.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what a lot of people aren't saying is the actress that plays Lulu is just really annoying. I'm not trying to get actors fired, but I've watched her on Young and the Restless and on Bring It On.
Yes. And got him
she's
light.
Always played a very annoying character.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, she has. Yeah.
And think about it. In this whole time she's been on GH, is there a time that we've ever rooted for her?
Yeah.
I mean, she's been on the receiving end of some bad stuff. When she got cheated on, people was rooting for the people that cheated.
It's sort of like Miranda in the Sex and the City movie. Yeah. It's like, you're like, well, but we like Steve more.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. She is just a kind of annoying, but you know what? That Charlotte is a brat anyway.
Oh, damn.
Send her away. What do we need more kids on this show for?
Oh, but you have to have kids. I mean, it's kind of a next generation. They'll be sore ass soon.
We already got kids. We already got kids.
Spencer's coming back, so that'll be good.
Yeah. They'll be sore ass soon. Don't worry. They'll be 20 at some point. I mean, a couple of years. I mean, don't worry about that. They won't be on
really?
For long.
Or are they going to age them like Elizabeth kids who are aging in real time?
That is funny. Elizabeth kids are the only ones who are aging in real time. It's so weird.
And it's because Becky just looks so young.
She does.
And
that's
like,
what I'm starting to believe, that she not aging, so they just not going to put her with a teenager. Now, but I would like Cameron as a teenager.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I think you said it in the chat room earlier. Age him up a little bit.
Well, I just saw that they're going to age up Emily Scout. She's going to be 10 years old next week. Yes. So we're just jumping right to that.
But you know what? The one thing I can't buy in this storyline, I still don't believe that that is either Lulu's daughter or Valentine's daughter.
Oh, interesting.
Hmm. Well, they've done the testing, though. So, I mean, at least...
DNA lies.
That's true.
I will say though, Michael,
why would Helena? Why would she give Lulu the sperm of a bastard with defects?
I love it. I love it.
Valentine, bastard with defects.
That just doesn't sound right to me for GH history.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, I guess if you're desperate for any sort of cast...
She hated the bastard.
Okay.
Yeah. I will say, though, Michael, the only thing... I'll give it up for Lulu. The one moment that I thought she had a potential to be awesome was on Cassidy and Ireland when Valentine first showed up.
Yes.
She's in the catacombs.
And she tripped, and everybody went back to thinking.
Exactly. That was her moment.
That was
she had that.
She was a Spencer for a minute. She was Spencer for a minute. And then she just, like...
But you know what? I kind of think that they trying to drive Lulu crazy. Like, they don't, that's the storyline. Okay. She's going to go crazy, and maybe Laura is going to have to bring her back, Kevin and Laura, because, you know, Laura went crazy a couple times. So maybe that's the storyline they're preparing us for, where Lulu goes crazy, kidnaps Charlotte, shoots Valentine, and then Laura and Kevin will have to bring her back to reality.
Yeah, it was really hard with, because Julie Mae Burman, who won several Emmys playing, what a funny name, Emmys, several Emmys playing Lulu, she was so good. I mean, she was, we grew up with her, she was so good.
Emmy Rodden, she had an ability where you rooted for her.
That's true, you did. And she was a Spencer.
I mean,
she played it, she played
and
really well.
This Lulu really doesn't have that.
But I think she could, though, if they write it better, I think. I think it's the writing.
Well, yeah.
I don't know if it's so much her.
I think
it's writing.
It does have a lot to do with, like you said, Nina is the ingenue of this show now.
Right.
Well, you feel like you have to root for her, even though I know this relationship is not going to end well. We already know that.
Yes. So, but
I picture in a couple months, he's going to be with Anna. That's who's going to be with Anna.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're making a direction. They might. They're not done by any means.
I really think he loves Anna.
Well, Anna's a little busy because I think she's about to gain a son, too. So that's all. There's a lot of stuff going on for Anna
now. Yeah, that's what I was thinking when I was watching. Lucretia kept saying put her and him together. I was like, wait a minute. Is that going to be her son?
I don't want that to happen. Yeah, no, to me, it's just like, I think it's more interesting with him just being Duke's and not hers. Because that's a lot of rewriting for a painful thing that I don't like when they tie that up with a bow. Mm. And because, they do sort of have a weird chemistry.
Yeah, they do.
And it's like.
Do.
But I don't want them having sex. Come on, I don't need that. I do not want her with Duke's son.
I'd rather her be with Dante or Andre or anybody else, but I'm like, I just don't want her to make it his son, just because they do have that weird chemistry. I don't really want them together,
but I think she should be a surrogate mother to him. Because
like Patrick,
The thing is, Anna needs a kid on the show.
Yeah, and luckily Robin will be around here or there. They're sticking with that.
Yeah, but she keeps coming and going. Yeah. She needs a kid that's on the show that she can deal with from day to day.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is if Griffin's sort of like how Patrick was to her, I'm okay with that. I just don't want him to be her actual son.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's like...
what's name has some secrets about her, so something's going to happen, I think. I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, thanks for calling in. Of course, we have to end the show, so thanks for calling in and being as hilarious as you are. You're totally...
All right, thanks. I'll see you on the B&B breakdown tonight.
Oh, good. Yes. That's good stuff. Some good stuff tonight, so thank you. Okay, guys, so that was GH Report. Before we broke it down. Everybody, broke it down. You guys, all the chat room, thank you so much. You guys are so great. You guys are talking and working it out. I mean, they kind of agree with each of us on little things, disagreeing, and it's good. And you guys. So tell me where you can find you, Frank.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Happy Go Jackie. Come at me with your disagreements.
Tell them all about it.
You can always come at me, too. Sometimes I respond, even, guys. You can always find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet, since there is only one.
And you can stay tuned for Restless Wrap-Ups coming up next, and then Bold Breakdown after that. I have a guest, Brandon Larkin, and Matthew Evan Payne from Dish and Days is joining me on Bold Breakdown. He's a new Bold and Beautiful fan. It's the 30th anniversary week, and we're going to talk about some stuff and have some great things on there. You can follow me at James Law Jr. on all social media platforms. And our show, we have a page on Facebook. Like it for Frank. If you like his rants to continue, like it on there. It's on Facebook. It's the Bold Breakdown. You can find us on iTunes and YouTube under the Bold and Beautiful After Show. And we're there. Comment and like. I do go on there and look and see if there's any comments to read. So,
and also GH After Show, too.
Yeah.
GH Report.
Oh, my God. Can I say that to you? Jesus.
We know who James loves more.
Oh, my God. Well, the show's better. The show's better right now on there. Anyway, we love you guys. Bye.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.